Prime Time replay from Money FM 89.3. Career 360, hosted by Howie Lim and Bernard Lim, only on Money FM 89.3.
And sitting in for Bernard Lim is Peter Bodwin today in Career 360, where we look at the manpower sector, also your career and lifelong learning. And what better way to learn about one's career than to learn from ones who are successful? And what better mark of being successful is when you win an award. Today, the award is extending to a host of Women Entrepreneurs Initiatives, the WEA, that is, the Women Entrepreneur Awards, and it's to drive the development and growth of women entrepreneurs.
Today, we're speaking to this year's winner in the Pulse category. Jamie Coe is the founder of Brass Lion Distillery, a first of its kind working distillery in Singapore, the first standalone micro distillery and home to the Singapore Dry Gin.
I've got to tell you, Jamie, Peter was salivating all today in anticipation for this particular interview. Jamie Coe, thanks for coming today.
Thank you for having me.
So first, talk us through, though, your journey into the industry, Jamie.
So I started about 10 years ago. So my first foray was actually within the F&B sector. So I started Singapore's first shots bar. We won a startup competition. Funnily enough, Bernard was actually a part of this journey. And so we won the startup competition. We got 6 months free rent. And I started Singapore's very, very first shots bar. It's still running 10 years from now, 10 years later. I also started The Beast. It's a Southern American comfort food restaurant. We also serve a lot of American whiskeys and bourbons.
Oh, The Beast.
The Beast. Mm. Yeah, so it's very beastly, like hearty Southern American comfort food.
Yeah.
And through that, I realized that there was a growing demand for craft spirits. And then I thought, how come Singapore doesn't have a craft spirit to call her own? If you think about the Singapore Sling, it's an iconic Singaporean cocktail, a gin-based cocktail. And we're using foreign gin as the base for this iconic cocktail. So I thought, let me create a Singaporean spirit. Mm. Obviously, I didn't know how to distill. I come from, you know, the F&B world. And so I had to go and learn how to distill. I went to several countries. You know, I did a distilling course. I knocked on doors, did apprenticeships in the UK and in the US as well, in the Black Forest in Germany. Through the years, I learned how to distill. So managed to get all the practical and theoretical knowledge. And then it came down to developing the recipe. So we really wanted this gin to be very citrusy, very floral, a tropical gin. So very different from your typical London dry style, but something suited for our weather, you know, very refreshing. And yeah, it took several years to get that done. And then after that, we came back to Singapore and I had to deal with all the licensing, as you can imagine. We were the first ones. So it took, again, a couple of years to get that sorted. We finally opened last year. So we have a full facility. The first floor is pure manufacturing. That's where we make all the gin. The second floor, we have a tasting room so people can come up, try the gin. We are doing distillery tours so you can see our journey, how we make the gin. It's very small batch, very handcrafted. We have a herb garden behind, so we grow all the stuff that we use for the gin.
Even in our climate, that's possible.
Yeah, I mean, we try to source as, you know, it's a local gin, so we try to source as locally as possible. One thing that is very core to gin is juniper berry. That is not native to Singapore, so we get that imported in. But the rest of them, we try to source as locally as possible. So from the local TCM shops, the Pasir Panjang Wholesale Market, which is right around the corner, as well as our garden. We also do, so pandan. we don't have pandan in our gin now. We tried it, but so we experimented with so many different botanicals. So pandan was one of them, one of those that we tried. But we use a lot of ingredients that people don't usually use in gin. So your chrysanthemum flowers, for example, or your rojak flower, you know, things like that. Yeah. And we also have this new thing that we recently just launched where you can learn how to distill your own gin. So it's a 2.5-hour workshop and you can come in, you pick your botanicals. So pandan if you want, curry leaf if you want, you know, you decide. And then at the end of the whole session, you get to take home your own bottle of gin.
It's not that we're suggesting moonshine making, you know, in your own backyard, right?
In a bathtub, right? No, it's a step up from that.
Is juniper a fragile herb for our climate?
Oh, it actually comes dried.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's quite easy to get. Yeah.
Okay. Well, Brass Lion Distillery is certainly unique. How's that helped your business?
I think what we're trying to do right now is to develop a Singaporean brand.
Yes.
So, and spread that globally. So we're in the process. We've started, you know, it's been 6 months since we finally opened to the public. And so it's helped because a lot of businesses and restaurants and bars take the gin locally. And now we're starting to export as well. So I think in terms of the profile, it's really helped. Yeah.
What keeps you motivated? Because being your own boss brings its own sets of pressures and stress as well.
I think the end goal, so never lose track of what you have in mind. The goal is to really create a portfolio of interesting concepts. So Chupitos was the first of its kind. When we opened, the Beast was the only Southern American comfort food and bourbon bar. So with the distillery, you know, it's a uniquely Singaporean product. And we're always developing new and interesting products. Mm. So yeah,
always good to have first mover advantage, right?
Yeah, I think what appeals to me is, instead of, you know, just doing like replicating a franchise model, but for me, it's interesting concepts and bringing something new to the marketplace. Always doing something different, bring something new, seeing people's reaction, building this brand and really bringing it global. That's what motivates me.
Mm.
Yeah.
Have establishments, I mean, have they embraced your brand generously?
Feedback so far.
Yeah.
So far, so good. I mean, we took part in a couple of international competitions as well. So our gin won, one of it won a gold medal, and the other one won a double gold. So I think the international recognition helps as well. I think if we did it like 20 years ago, maybe people would feel that, oh, Singaporean brand, you know, maybe not so good. But I think now there's this sort of homegrown, like, pride where it's kind of like, let's support local, and even better if the local product actually, you know, a good product, right? People have been very receptive, very supportive. So we're in all the major restaurants, bars, hotels, and we're still working on it. So it would help if, you know, we spread the word and more restaurants and bars take us on board as well.
Good.
How are the traditionalists taking to you? You know, you with the fancy herbs and all that, adding to the Singapore dry gin.
I think we bring something new to the market. There's not really a tropical gin that is, you know, with that kind of flavor profile that we have. So I think we're very different. Some people have their angle, you know, we're just the standard dry, the well product, and some occupy the more premium sector of the market. So I think we have a very nice niche in the market where no one really competes with us directly.
Jamie Koh is the founder of Brass Line Distillery. How do you juggle your time though? You have so many things going on.
That's a good question. There's not enough hours in the day, but you figure a way out. Only 25. Wish there were more. But yeah, we figure it out. You know, it's always nice. I empower my team so they can take on additional responsibility and do stuff so that I don't have to, you know, work 25 hours a day.
Always good to have a team of good people around you. Yeah,
definitely.
This award, what does this mean to you?
So belated congratulations, first up.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
So I think it's about, you know, about the network. It's meeting like-minded, interesting women, you know, from all sectors. It's a, you know, entrepreneurship can be quite a lonely journey, and just talking to these women and, you know, knowing that they're kind of sharing on the same journey as me, that really helps. So I think it's that network of young and strong women.
Were you the only booze purveyor?
Well, I'm the only one who makes booze, and I think, yeah. I mean, it's quite a unique niche that I have, yeah.
That's a great conversation opener, though.
Yeah.
I'm Jamie Koh, and I make booze.
Yeah.
I love it.
Too funny. What advice would you have for women entrepreneurs listening in right now?
I would say, know what you're getting yourself in for, and always plan.
Regardless of what you're heading into.
Yeah,
be it making booze or...
Correct. I think people tend to pursue their passion. So you do what you love, but, you know, there's more than that, you know.
Yeah.
There's the very unsexy part. People always think like, oh, you know, you make booze, you must have a great time and go out and drink all the time. But that's, you know, that's not all of what it is. That's, you know, the hard part that people don't see. So, you know, be prepared and know what you're getting yourself in for.
Yeah. Like during the testing phase, did you have to spit? You can't, you know, swallow all of it, right?
Of course. I mean, we taste. We continuously taste, but it doesn't mean we drink all of it. Yeah. Got to leave some for the customers, you know?
Yeah. Well, something that comes to mind is, you know, of course, a lot of people think that the business involves a lot of partying. As you just mentioned, it's turning up in the office at 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock is big deal, right?
That has never happened.
Yeah.
You needing to turn up so early or?
I'm not really a morning person, so that never happens.
The day starts at 2 p.m. for Jamie Koh.
Well, maybe 10 a.m. is a reasonable timing. But since I got into this business, I actually drink less. So.
Oh, yeah. That is odd. It's people cook, right? They don't want to eat. Yes.
Yeah, I think we are trying to advocate, you know, not necessarily drink more, but drink better.
Yes. Ah.
So, yeah.
Talk to us about other growing trends in the alcohol space.
I think
so. Drink better.
People are looking at, you know, lower ABV products, not necessarily go out and get smashed, but you know,
percentage of alcohol. Yeah,
percentage of alcohol. Not necessarily so strong, but more refreshing. People just sometimes want to have a good time and remember the night. So you know, we're definitely helping with that because we try. I mean, our products are high quality, so no hangover or less hangover.
Mm-hmm.
And we're working on something that's lower ABV as well. So going along with the trends, I mean, our botanicals are all organic as well, so that helps. Yeah.
Jamie Koh, founder of Brass Line Distillery, the first of its kind working distillery in Singapore and home to the Singapore Dry Gin. Congratulations again to Jamie. She is the winner of this year's WEA Pulsar Category Award. Thank you so much, Jamie.
Thank you very much.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.